Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. I am very excited about this podcast. I know I say that with different podcasts, but I really get excited about mental health and being able to improve ourselves. And I kind of geek out on this stuff. Today's podcast is on its insights into your nervous system. This is kind of a continuation from the podcast I did last week, episode 59. On explaining the nervous system. And I broke it up because it's so much information and I wanted to just really, really simplify it. So just a quick overview. When I talked about the nervous system in the podcast last week, I talked about this ladder. And again, giving this credit to Deb Dana, she's the one who introduced this idea of our nervous system being like a ladder. And at the top of the ladder, we're in safety and connection. We feel calm. If we move down the ladder because our nervous system got activated, then we go into fight or flight. And then if our nervous system starts to shut down or go into freeze, that's the bottom part of the ladder. So the idea is being able to learn how to recognize, first of all, what's happening with our nervous system. And then being able to learn how to move it back up the ladder into safety and connection. And just to reiterate, the idea is not to stay in safety and connection all the time because that's not realistic. We have bodies with nervous systems and we're going to have times that we go into fight or flight or shut down. But the most important thing is being able to recognize that it's happening and be able to know what to do. And that's what I'm going to talk about on the podcast today. As I've said, it's important to be able to understand what's happening in your nervous system first before you move it back up into safety and connection. So there's a way to do this because it's going to be individualized for each person. What I'm going to go over first is a way to actually map your nervous system or understand what's happening in your nervous system. And then I'm going to go over some different ideas on things you could practice or try to help you in moving you back up the ladder into safety and connection. So if you want to get a piece of paper and a pencil, you could go through and answer these questions for yourself, and then you'll have a better idea of what does happen in your nervous system. So here's the questions. And what you do is you're going to answer these questions for each state. So for the first one, you might want to do fight or flight. When you're in fight or flight, what emotions are you experiencing when you're in that state? Are you feeling irritable? Are you feeling frustrated? Are you angry? Are you scared? Are you real nervous? What are the feelings that you experience in fight or flight? And then what are the thoughts that you might have when you're in this state? Thoughts could be like, I don't ever do anything right. What's wrong with me? Why can't I figure this out? He's such a jerk. On and on it could go, right? So think about if you're really activated in fight or flight, what might be the thoughts that you have? And write those down. Now, the next question is, what is your body doing when you're in this state? Is your body pacing around the house? Are you real tense and rigid? Are your hands curled up in a fist? So think about the movement or the action that your body's taking. Also notice maybe what's happening on the inside of your body. Are you a little shaky inside? Is your heart rate increased? Your heart's beating faster? Are you breathing faster? Are you noticing tenseness anywhere in your body? So just what is your body doing when you're in fight or flight? Next question. When you're in this state, again, we're doing fight or flight right now, how would you finish the following sentence? The world is blank. So the world is crazy. The world's not safe. The world is too fast moving. I don't know what the thoughts are going to be for you, but I'm giving you some examples to think about. The next question is, when you're in this state, again, fight or flight, how would I finish the sentence? I am, whatever it is, unlovable, alone, not good enough, stuck. Next question. What does the physical landscape look like when you're in this state? So if it's fight or flight, does it look like a roaring river? Does it look like a tornado? Does it look like an intense rainstorm? So think about, if you were to describe it by a physical landscape, what would that look like? What colors does this state feel like? Sometimes if it's like someone's feeling angry or irritable, maybe it's going to be yellow or red, just kind of these colors that might be associated with a higher energy state. And the last question is, what is my sleeping, eating, or substance use like when I'm in this state? So if you're real activated because you're in fight or flight, how are you sleeping? How are you eating? Are there any substances that you go to use when you're in this state? So what you do is go through each of these questions. The same thing for freeze or shutdown. What are the emotions you're experiencing when you're in that state? What are your thoughts? What is your body doing? How would you complete the sentences, the world is and I am? How would you complete those if you're in freeze? What does a physical landscape look like if you're in freeze? Is it going to be like snowy, or is it going to be like dark? And then also the colors and what sleeping, eating, and substance use habits or what they look like when you're in this state. And then lastly, do the connection state. When you're in safety and connection, what are the emotions you're experiencing? What are the thoughts that you're thinking? Maybe it's, I'm okay. I'm figure things out. What is your body doing when in this state? My guess would be it's going to be calmer. You're going to be moving around in a less frantic way. Maybe the way that you speak and talk to other people is going to be kind, or just you're going to be in this more connected state. So think about how you would be interacting with other people or even yourself when you're in safety and connection. Also, finish the sentences when you're in safety and connection. The world is blank. Is it exciting? Beautiful? Or when I'm in connection and safety, how would I finish the sentence? I am good enough, lovable. What does the physical landscape look like when you're in this state? This could be a very calming landscape, maybe a stream or a slow moving stream or a beautiful sunset. And then what colors does the state feel like if you're in safety and connection? And what does your sleep, eating, and substance use look like when you're in the state of safety and connection? So those are a lot of questions, but what it does, if you could go through and answer those questions, then you have a map and you'll know what's happening in your nervous system. For me, when I'm in fight or flight, my body is kind of shaky. I don't think as clearly. I am moving about quickly. I sometimes might be short with other people. So once you understand what's happening for you, then when it happens, you can say, oh, I'm in fight or flight right now, or I'm slightly in fight or flight, or I'm starting to go into fight or flight, or I'm starting to go into shutdown. And once you notice that, then you can be doing things to help bring you back up into safety and connection. Now, it's going to depend on where you're at, on what maybe you do to bring you back up into safety and connection. For me, I have noticed when I'm in kind of the fight or flight, that more activated state, there's a lot of energy coursing through my body. Our body releases cortisol and adrenaline when we're in fight or flight. And so for me personally, if I can get out and walk, it helps to take things down for me. So I don't feel so, it helps to calm my body down and bring me back up into safety and connection. If I'm more in freeze and shutdown, I like to do things like to warm up my body, maybe a bath or a hot shower, or maybe a blanket around me, or maybe laying on the floor and kind of grounding myself to the floor. Maybe it's laying down and snuggling on the couch with my husband. So it will depend on what state you're in, on what you want to do, and you'll have to play with it to figure out what works for you. So I'm going to give you some specific examples of things you could try that can help in regulating your body and bringing it back up into safety and connection. One thing I do want to point out real quickly before I go into these items is when we're in fight or flight or when we're in freeze, we think differently. The logic part of our brain shuts off, and we are definitely going to think differently. That's why that mapping and asking what you're thinking in those states will help you to know what state you're in. And just knowing that you don't always think logically, the stories that you tell yourself about the world or about yourself when you're in fight or flight or freeze versus when you're in safety connection, it's going to look different. So that's just something to be aware of. Okay, so here are some things that could be practiced to help bring you back up into safety and connection. The first one, practice deep breathing exercises because it can promote relaxation. There's lots of resources on the internet for various ways to do breathing. There's guided breathing or there's ways to teach you different kinds of breathing. Number two, grounding techniques, mindful meditation, or focusing on observing your five senses. All of these are grounding. It gets you present in your body. And so you're not worrying about things in the past. You're not worrying about the future. It just grounds you in the moment. And that can help you to calm down your system. Number three, connect with loved ones and friends through meaningful conversations, hugs, or maybe even just offering service. Number four, spend time in nature. Take in the calming sights, the sounds, and sensations because that can soothe our nervous system as well and reduce stress. Number five, engage in gentle movement practices such as yoga or maybe walking, or maybe there's another idea you have as something that helps your body to relax and release the tension. Number six, listen to calming music or sounds. Again, these could be sounds such as nature or soothing instrumental music to promote relaxation. Number seven, practice self-care activities. This could be taking a warm bath, reading a book, engaging in hobbies you enjoy, maybe lighting a candle and letting the aroma go through your home. You get to play with this again, things that are going to feel nurturing for you. Number eight, limit exposure to stressful stimuli, such as for some people, it might be the news. Other people, it might be having too much social media or even being aware of who you're around because certain people in our lives may be more activating to us. And if we know that, we may have to limit that. Number nine, create a safe and cozy environment where you live. Maybe it's going to be softer lighting, comfortable furnishings. I mentioned blankets and I also mentioned candles or scents that are calming for your body. Number 10, using progressive muscle relaxation techniques to release tension from different muscle groups in your body. Again, you can go look on the internet for progressive muscle relaxation if that's something that you want to try or practice. Okay, number 11, practice gratitude. Reflect on things that you're thankful for. This totally can shift our energy and our mood, and it can bring us back up the ladder into safety and connection. Number 12, establish regular sleep routines and prioritize that sleep. We know that we need this, but yet sometimes I think we will let that go when we're really busy, but that's so important to helping your nervous system and being able to help it to be calm. Number 13, seek support from a trusted friend, a family member, or if you even needed a therapist to help in processing emotions that might be happening that feel too much or feel too overwhelming for you. Last one, practice self-compassion and encouraging self-talk. I talked a lot about self-compassion in episodes 57 and 58. So if you want to go back and listen in more detail about the practice of self-compassion, there's a lot of information in those two podcasts. These are just a few ideas, but maybe it will get you going and thinking about something that you could start trying to learn how to regulate your nervous system. So two things to take away from this podcast today. One is being able to notice what's even happening in your nervous system, and you can do mapping and answer those questions that I described earlier so you can understand what's happening in your nervous system. And then once you understand what's happening, being able to practice being able to get your nervous system back to safety and connection when it has gotten dysregulated, because it's going to. It just will. Just take this on as an experiment and see what you notice. Let this be something that's fun for you to be able to try to understand yourself better. I just want to say how much I've benefited from this work. Once I started learning it, I loved it. And I love being able to understand myself better. I now know what's happening in my system most of the time. And I can name it, and I can also start practicing things that I know work for me to get me back into safety and connection. So if you are enjoying this podcast, I would love for you to give me a rating and review. It helps my podcast to get out to others. And I will see you next week on the podcast. If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.